It's no secret that learning to read early on is a critical skill. The ability to read well and understand the information in front of you is a key part of higher level learning, getting a job, and so on. Yet, despite this, reading literacy has fallen off a cliff over the last 20 years. As of 2022, national testing showed that about 60% of U.S. children are testing below proficiency in reading. Out of this group, 40% are essentially non-readers, according to data from the Urban Institute's National Assessment of Educational Progress. In many cases, these students often never get the help they need and are pushed through and out of the system.
It is kind of a check-the-box approach, which really has not worked and explains a lot of why our reading test scores have been so dismal, with only about a third of students testing at the proficient level or above for 20 years now or more, and more than a third are testing below the basic level on national tests.
That's Natalie Wexler, an education expert and author of the book, The Knowledge Gap: The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. Wexler zeroes in on traditional reading comprehension curriculums, arguing that the approach is outdated and broken.
Reading comprehension has been seen by educators as a set of skills and strategies that you can just practice. It doesn't really matter what you're reading, as long as it's at your individual reading level, so you can read it pretty independently. And you're practicing skills like finding the main idea of a text or making inferences. And this goes on, this kind of practice, elementary and sometimes middle school students do it for hours every week. And the theory is that if a kid gets really good at finding the main idea of a text, that he or she will be able to apply that skill to find the main idea, understand any text, maybe a textbook down the road in high school or a passage on an end of the year reading comprehension test. But in fact, cognitive scientists have known for a long time that is actually not how reading comprehension works. What is more important than skill is how much relevant knowledge the reader has relevant to the text. And it could be knowledge of the topic, or it could be general academic knowledge and vocabulary and familiarity with the complex sentence structure of written language. And we haven't been teaching those things because we've just had kids practicing these supposed skills on really simple, easy-to-read texts.
She says that part of the problem is that there's always been a divide between education administrators and cognitive scientists studying learning. Another persistent issue is that there's no defined national curriculum. Even within one state, there can be drastic subject variation from district to district. In countries with a centralized plan, everyone's on the same page.
If you have such a curriculum, first of all, you can train teachers to teach that curriculum well before they get into the classroom. You can also ensure that all kids are getting the same knowledge, no matter what socioeconomic background they're coming from. And they're not getting, you know, Charlotte's Web 3 years in a row because teachers really like that book or whatever. They're covering in a logical, coherent way a range of topics, and everybody's getting the same information. And so that helps really to level the playing field. It's never going to entirely make up for socioeconomic differences, but we know that countries that have that kind of curriculum, there is more equity in their education systems.
Because of our disjointed approach in the U.S., many teachers are guided to cover certain niche skills that show up on national standardized tests. This scattered focus doesn't do much to actually help students in the long term.
What needs to change is what's being put in the foreground. So instead of trying to teach the skill of, and there are a bunch of them, comparing and contrasting, determining author's purpose, all of these things, instead of trying to teach that skill directly and bringing in a text to read aloud that is supposed to help kids learn that skill, and then they go off and try to practice that skill on a bunch of other different texts on random topics, choose a text, and ideally this is going to be one of a series of texts about a specific topic, and bring in whatever skills, strategies are appropriate to help students really think about and understand that text.
Reading options also need to be better tailored to a child's current reading level. While one student may be reading at an eighth grade level, another may be lagging far behind.
I saw a statistic in a study that by the time kids get to, I think it was eighth or ninth grade, the gap between the kids from the lowest socioeconomic group and the highest socioeconomic group is equivalent to about 5 years of learning. And so every year that goes by, this gap between the good readers and the poor readers actually gets wider and wider, because those good readers. And it's not that the poor readers couldn't become good readers, but they're not getting the instruction they need to become good readers. They are able to read more complex texts. They're also able to retain new vocabulary, new information from those texts, because knowledge sticks best to something that it's related to.
By the time kids get to high school, the curriculum already assumes a lot of background knowledge. By this point, it's hard to go back and lay a foundation. At the end of the day, schools need to do a better job. If you're a parent to a child and listening, Wexler offers some tips on how you can aid reading skills at home.
There is a lot that parents can do. Reading aloud, of course, reading aloud from texts that your child couldn't read on their own is really important to introduce them to that more elevated or more sophisticated vocabulary and sentence structure. And then having conversations about the text, because in order for kids to really absorb information, they need to talk about it. They need to use the vocabulary they just heard. So having those conversations is crucial. And it's not just about books. You can have conversations about rocks when you're taking a walk in the park, or insects, or whatever. So that back and forth dialogue between an adult and a child is really laying the foundation for reading comprehension in years to come.
And some people might argue that this ability isn't as important as it used to be. After all, you can Google endlessly, and there's an AI to help break down complex info. But others, including Wexler, argue that it's still a massive disadvantage.
Most of the learning that you're expected to do at upper grade levels and in college is through reading books. And if you cannot do that, you're going to be at a real disadvantage. You may be playing catch up, or you may just give up. But beyond school, there are some real life consequences of not being able to understand more complex text. And we have many, many adults in this country who are in that position. And it's everything from not being able to read a newspaper article to not being able to understand a job instruction manual or a credit card agreement or a lease agreement.
As an adult, it is possible to improve your reading proficiency. However, it's much more difficult. That's why it's so important to instill these foundational skills early on.
We're wasting this golden opportunity in these early grades because kids are so curious about all sorts of things about the world, and they are sponges. They absorb this vocabulary, and they are very proud of having that sophisticated vocabulary.
To find out more about this topic, other resources, and our guest, Natalie Wexler, head to viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Viewpoints Radio. This story originally aired in October 2023 and was written by our executive producer, Ramiro Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt. Why are people saying hoo-yeah to Jackson Hewitt? When you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they will beat what you paid last year on tax prep, even if you filed online. Proof of prior year payment required on filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Coming up next week.
What we're seeing now is that people from all walks of life, people who had jobs, who had homes, who had families, are now going unclaimed.
The growing epidemic of unclaimed bodies in America. Then,
I have a list of 45 ingredients, and 41 of those were functionally extinct.
Did the fruits and vegetables of our ancestors actually taste better? These food historians have no doubt. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows, and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.